Hi there. The word for you today is, give them another chance. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 11, Paul writes, Mark is profitable to me for the ministry. The Apostle Paul, who demanded 100% commitment from himself and those he worked with, was angry with John Mark for wanting to take a break and go home and spend some time with his family. But later, after reconsidering the whole thing, Paul gave John Mark a second chance, saying, He is profitable to me for the ministry. God sees potential in people, even flawed people. And you know what? We must too. When we believe in people and encourage them, they can move from the loss column to the profit column. Some years ago in a manufacturing town in Scotland, a young lady gathered a class of street kids to teach them God's word. To keep them coming back, the superintendent bought each of them a new suit. But after a few weeks, Bob, the most promising boy in the class, was missing. When she went looking for him, she found him with his clothes torn and dirty. So the superintendent bought him another suit and invited him back again. After a few weeks, he dropped out of Sunday school once more, disgusted. Teacher wanted to give up on him, but the superintendent said, no, I'll buy him a third suit if he'll promise to attend regularly. Bob did. He kept coming. Then he committed his life to Christ and studied for the ministry. Do you know what? That discouraged, forlorn, ragged, runaway boy was Robert Morrison, the great missionary to China, who translated the Bible into the Chinese language and opened the kingdom of heaven to countless millions living there. So, who are you thinking of giving up on? Please don't do it. Give them, and give God, another chance.